Today, we're talking about how seed innovation is becoming more local and how data is leading to more predictable return on investment. Joining me now is Robert Kosser, Cropland Seed Innovation Experience Manager. First of all, Robert, how does the Cropland product lineup address the specific environmental and soil conditions that farmers face across our region?
Yeah, CJ, Cropland is really about localizing that genetic and trait selection, right? So the good thing that makes Cropland unique is we have access to germplasm across the industry, across all the major genetic providers. We're accessing those genetics from multiple entities, right? Multiple breeding programs. And also on the trait side, we're also accessing traits from multiple trait providers. So it really allows us to bring together the best genetics and the traits for that local environment. And that's the reason we're so focused on that retail seller agronomist that's local to that farmer, because they're the ones who know the farm the best. They're the one who knows that grower's management style. So really, when we sell a Cropland seed, we really believe that local retail agronomist is the best source of that. And we're arming them with the best seed that's for that local environment. We do a lot of testing from an anthroplast standpoint, but also our new proving ground trials, we're able to take these commercial products and put it on farm with growers in their situation and their farms to get real world data back as we're testing and look at new varieties and new hybrids coming forward. So elite genetics, top of the line traits across the industry really comes together in that Cropland brand. And then that real world testing on farm with proving ground trials, but also our anthroplast system allows us to look at those products from a management standpoint as well. So yield is genetics by environment, but also a management piece. And so we're looking at all those pieces that really how to drive that locally for that grower's ROI on that acre.
Robert, what does Cropland do to help growers with the pressure that they're facing to make sure that every acre counts?
It becomes a ROI game today, right? It's always nice to see the yield monitors on that combine reach new levels. We love to see higher yields, and I love to brag about some of the yields on the farm, right? But it's really about what's my return on investment on that acre. And that's our focus. Our focus is how do we get the maximum return dollars back to that grower for every acre where they're looking at. And we start that with our anthroplot program. The anthroplot programs are where we test that, talk about that that management piece in GBAE. That's the anthroplot program really allows us to look at those management pieces. And we call it response to, right? We're looking at response to scores for nitrogen, fungicide, population. And we know that different genetic packages or different genetic chassis perform and respond differently to those inputs. So as we think about new yield that we've been seeing, a lot of it comes from grain field and larger sugar starch content in those kernels. And so anthroplot's response to scores allows us to think about, as we're building grain depth, grain size, grain density, how does that plant use nutrition to do that, right? So think about nitrogen. If I'm all about this hybrid is all about late grain field, late starch content, then it's probably going to use nitrogen later in the season. Other hybrids make their yield up early in the season, right? They don't have as much grain field to make yield, and so they don't use as much nitrogen late. So we're looking at those pieces, and we're able to help that grower manage their inputs to really get the maximum ROI for those acres. Same thing with fungicide. From a plant health standpoint, we know some hybrids, without a fungicide, you're going to get an average yield, but a fungicide allows them to take that next step. So predictable return on investment is what really drives the decision-making for growers, and it starts again with that retail agronomist that's local to that area.
My guest is Robert Kosser with Cropland here on Hoosier Ag Today, and I'm kind of curious, Robert, how Cropland is helping growers turn that field data into clearer, more actionable insights.
So we talked about the anthroplot program being state of the art, right? That's where we drive innovation. That's where we do a lot of our research. We're going into the 28th year of our anthroplot program. So for 28 years, we've been doing this across the country, looking at replicated data, looking at management, looking at how we can help drive innovation, but also drive that ROI conversation with the growers. As we enter our 28th year, we're revamping. We're constantly changing. Like for 28 years, we're not just staying the same. We're constantly looking for the edge and where should we be changing, what should we be doing different in the Anthroplot program. So as we entered our 28th year, we're revamping the Anthroplot program a little bit. It's still going to be the same research that growers are familiar with today, the same demonstration, training, agronomic transfer of information that we've been known for in the past. We're also taking that data now. We talked about getting into the real-world situation. So we're supplementing our Anthroplot replicated data with our new proving ground trials. And proving ground trials are going to allow us to take what we learn in Anthroplot, carry it to a grower's field on their farm, in their environment, their soil type, their management practices, and look at the key hybrids under their management. It really allows us to start marrying that data up, right? Here's replicated data. This is what tells us what happens from a management standpoint. Now let's carry it to the farm and get real-world local insights. It really helps continue to dial in those management pieces for that grower to make. Again, it's all about ROI, return on their investment. That's what we're truly trying to drive for a localized in-season experience.
So, Robert, where can growers go for more insights from Cropland?
I always tell growers the best place to go for insights is that local retail agronomist. They're going to know your farm and your management and your soil type better than anyone. That's the place to start. Also, cropland.com is a great resource. There, growers can find our products. They can find out about our response to scores. They can find out about traits. Anthroplot data is also on cropland.com. We also added our own farm data from last year. So you get multiple layers of information at cropland.com from a product standpoint, but always as trait, but always to already to. You get multiple layers of information on cropland.com from products to traits to management, but also yield data. And so that's second place I'd point growers. But talk about the Commodity Classic. We will be at Commodity Classic in a couple of weeks. Would love to have growers stop by and visit us. We'll be in booth 3081, 3081. Love to come. Love you to stop by, visit, and discuss more about cropland seed.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned Commodity Classic because that's fast approaching, Robert. That's going to be San Antonio, Texas in just a matter of days. You're at booth 3081, and always, I'd say for those growers who attend Commodity Classic each and every year, this is the best opportunity because you can always email that cropland representative. You can always, call that cropland representative, but it's always great to have that face-to-face conversation as well, Robert.
It is. It's hard to replace that face-to-face conversation. That's where you really dig into some more of the details. The website's great, right? It's got a lot of information, but it's not conversational. But so stop by and see us at Commodity Classic. There'll be several of us there. Love to visit with you about cropland seed, all the new innovative things we're coming, all the things we're excited about from a cropland seed. I've been in the seed business a long time, and I think in 26, 27, I'm excited as ever, even with compressed and just the economics right now. I'm excited about what cropland brings to the farm and what we bring from a decision-making process through our local retail sales agronomists to really drive ROI on acres as we go forward into 26 and beyond.
Once again, Robert Kosser, he's with Cropland, and Robert, we'll look forward to seeing you and your team at Commodity Classic San Antonio, Texas. Once again, booth 3081, and that website, Cropland, which is cropland.com. And Robert, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, CJ.